Happy birthday, Sharon. This is your brother talking to you. Wishing you a merry, happy birthday. And, yeah, I know it's a little bit late, but better late than never. So, anyway, I'll tell you that up here. And here we go. Here's your song back and forth to each other. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Sharon. Happy birthday to you. May your eyes, skies all be blue. And may, I don't know. Hey, my dear friend, it's a good one. So I hope you've had a great day. And I know that it's quarter after 11 here, but I think it's your time there, but that's all right. At least I got your message machine, and you can listen to me babble on. So, yeah, things are okay here on the farm. They're not great, but they're okay. And I hope things are good for you and Doug and all the rest of the family, too. So,
happy birthday from Quinette.
Quinette says happy birthday, too. So, yeah, she's here. So, okay, my dear. I guess this is as far as I need to go. So, anyway, Sharon, I do really honestly treasure our friendship and our love, okay? You've been a good sister and a good friend, and I don't think you can get much better than that. So, thank you so much for being part of my life and helping me when I needed help. So, yeah. So, I don't know what else to say. These things are hard to talk to, you know. But,
perfect. Love
but, like when I said, just say happy birthday, I love you, and hang out. So, maybe that's what I ought to do. So, happy birthday, sir. And I'm not doing the okay. Bye, honey.
How's my good friend doing? Yep, I apologize for not being here when you called today. I don't know where I was. I was out of the house, so I think I was in Low Tremont, so I'm not sure I was. So anyway, everything's good here. It's windy, it's cold, it rains every day. Crops look like shit. We will survive somehow, some way. So wait out on a truck, and yeah, you'll probably be home sometime in the next 3 or 4 or 5 weeks. I don't know. So anyway, I always enjoy talking to you. You're one of my very closest friends. Someone I can tell all my problems to. Back here, my second mom. And I love you. Okay? And I'm so damn thankful you found someone like Doug that put up with the Andersons, you know. We're not an easy group to put up with, so I think Jerry found that a little hard to put up with us all, but it all worked out in the end, so it worked out good. So anyway, I'm thankful that, you know, we still got each other. I wish little brother would come around and I could talk to him, you know. I miss the little bastard, so yeah. Sure would like to know how you're doing. Anyway, talk to you later. Take care. Remember, I love you. Over and out, Dora. See you, Mike. My sister, Mrs. Earl. Hey, I'm a little bit late on calling Doug, wishing you happy birthday. Just 5 days late, so that's not too bad for me anymore. So, yeah, I just plumb skipped it. Sorry. I hope you had a good one. Yep. I hope everything's going well for you. and I haven't heard from you for a while, but we're struggling and doing what needs to be done here. I'm trying to get by, so, yeah. So, I hope you and Doug and your family are all doing well. Just take good care of yourselves for me, and remember, I love all of you. So, we'll talk to you another time. Thanks, Sharon, for being my sister. And thank you, Doug, for taking care of my sister all these years. So, you've been a great gentleman and a great role model to try to look after, try to equalize. But I didn't do it, so, yeah, so I live and learn, but I know when I see the best, and you're the best, old boy. Okay, thank you. Bye. Hi, Sharon Reedy. This is Earl Anderson from Fielding, Utah, giving you a call. Say hi. See how you're doing. Hope things are going well. I just got off the phone talking to Jan. She sounded real well after surgery, and I hope things continue to work out for her. Like I said, I thought I'd give you a jingle. And, yeah, we're still flooded out here in Fielding, but that's all right. Some pumpkins pumping the water, and waste does too, so we're getting along fine that way. I don't know about the crops yet. It's too early to tell. It's still covered with snow, so anyway, I just thought I'd give you a jingle and say hi, and yeah, I missed your call Sunday, and I apologize for that, so here I am giving you a call back. So you take care, and hope things are going well for you and Doug and your family. Remember, I love you. All's good on this end, as far as I know, so. Alrighty, we'll talk again in person sometime. Anyway, thanks for being my big sister. Thanks for having the husband you got and the family you got. I have no idea how much they've meant to me over the years, so. Alright, that's enough on that. Love you, and we'll talk later. Bye. Hi, Sharon. This is Earl calling you back, wishing you happy Valentine's Day, and thanks for calling. Sorry it took me so long to get back at you, but I was in the shower to go down to JC's and have supper with Connette, and she went back home, so you know, we had a damn nice supper, and as always, and hope everything's going well for you and your family, and everything's great. Everything's good on this end, so just remember that we love you, and I love you, so we, sorry, and I guess we, hell, everybody loves you, so, yep. So I told Jim hi for you, so I got that covered, so he didn't have any different news to tell you, so, okay, darling. Have a nice Valentine's supper. I imagine that's where you're at. So just remember I love you and take care, and we'll talk to you another time. All right. Bye, darling. Say hi to everybody for me. Okay? Bye. Hi, Sharon Reading. This is Earl Anderson. Just calling you to say hi, see how you're doing. Everything's going well here, so I just thought I'd give you a call once in a while. Sorry I not do it very often, but hell, Karen calls more often than I do, and I apologize. So here I am catching up on him. Anyway, I just want to tell you and your family how much I love you and need you, and thanks so much for being my sister, and having such a lovely family. Anyway, you take care, and everything is good here. I just want to call and say hi, so hello. So, over and out, sis. Love you. Bye. Hi, Sharon. This is Earl. It's Tuesday the 20th, I believe, so just thought I'd call and say hi and see how you're doing. Everything's going well around here. I did buy a new car the other day, or new used one, so looks like it'll be all right. So anyway, all's well that ends well here, so we'll talk to you later. Take care. Remember, I love you. Say hi to everybody. Bless your sweet, adorable husband, Doug. Yep. Okay, over and out. Love you. Bye.
Hi, dear Sharon. How you doing? Sorry I missed your phone call. I was talking to Terry Lamb when you called, so I got off as soon as I could, but you was gone, so I'm returning your call back to say hi. Hope things is going well. Things are good here. Plenty warm, but, you know, other than that, we're doing okay, so, yeah. Anyway, it's good to have you for your sister, and your family is family, so. Alrighty, remember I love you. Over and out, girl. Bye.
How's my dear sister doing? I hope well. I hope the family's doing well. I see I missed the phone call. I apologize for that. Talking on the phone, I do please. So, anyway, I'm just calling you back to say hi. Hope you're doing well. Everything's good on this end, so, yeah. So we'll talk to you later. Tell everybody hi for me and give them my love, you know, and I hope everything's doing well, Sharon. Everything's really good here, so, all right, over and out. Talk to you later. See you, bye. Love you.